Does work in the theater stop when the playhouse goes dark during a pandemic? Well, Shakespeare wrote King Lear during a plague that closed theaters in London. Thankfully, Kalamazoo audiences can take advantage of the Face Off Theater Company's offerings this summer. In recent months, it served up its virtual new play series with online readings of 3 10-minute plays illuminating the Black experience. The first, The Special Friend, depicts a heated discussion between two African-American sisters and their father about the revelation of a family secret. Don Richberg's one act presents a seldom considered examination of LGBTQ invisibility within the Black community as the family debates whether to include the partner of the lesbian sister in the mother's funeral program. Although a stronger father figure might have added interest to the conflict and underscored the family's choices, the interaction does shed light on some surprising prejudices. Is Black Enough, a virtual one act by Shaylin Shobowale Benson, deals with a different issue. In this play, a young African-American actor nominated for his film work must choose between attending the All-Black Cecily Awards ceremony or the prestigious Academy Awards held the same evening. Although the actor wins a Cecily while surrounded and supported by his own people, he fails to take home an Oscar. In the play's bittersweet ending, he's left with mixed emotions and wonders why he needs approval from the predominantly white Academy. One of the stronger plays this summer in terms of virtual staging and script is Vicky G. Hampton's I'm Not Buying It, directed by WMUK's Earlene McMichael. Hampton explores racial profiling in the retail industry by allowing the audience to overhear the internal dialogue of a nervous white jewelry store clerk as a young Black male customer approaches a display of watches.
I hate this for you, but it looks like you're going to be baptized by fire. A rotten apple is headed your way. He looks like a bad, bad dude.
Where?
9 o'clock.
Oh, I see him.
You ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
At first, we assume the clerk is talking to a security guard on his headset, but he's really speaking to the inner voice of a white society warning him about the dangers of Black males in high-end retail settings. Hampton offers a surprising ending as the security guard, who's also Black, assures the clerk that the suspect isn't a threat because he has a white girlfriend. The Zoom video of each of these plays is available on the Face Off Facebook page. There's also Black Lives, Black Words, a three-part virtual workshop led by playwright Reginald Edmond. This partnership with Western Michigan University's Theater Department featured readings of plays and poetry created during the workshop. Face Off is also collaborating with Farmers Alley Theater and the Black Arts and Cultural Center to produce free live performances of Three Little Birds, featuring the music and lyrics of Bob Marley. It continues a summer filled with creative solutions by Face Off and its community partners. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.